A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Final segment of the show here. Been a great show. Thanks to Gunnar Romney for being generous with his time and being so open and candid. That was a great interview with a significant addition to the BYU football team who makes that wide receiver room really deep. Without him, I still think you feel good, but now you feel like, oh yeah, we're great. Like, this group is going to be special. You can hear that on our podcast feed. And then Cody Feger, always great to catch up. I love that BYU basketball staff for many reasons. Number one, they win. But number two, they're so open. I mean, you just get a lot of great information from that basketball staff. So anytime we can have them on it, it's good stuff.
Yeah, 60 wins through the first 79 games for that staff. They've done a great job since they arrived in Provo. We got to put a bow on the show, though, and we do that with the Hurry Up. So fire up that music, Matt. NFL Films music. It's fitting. We're watching the NFL playoffs right now. Get some NFL Films. Good stuff, as always. We'll start things off with some BYU football scheduling news. Obviously, with the Big 12 conference looming and divisions coming into play and likely 9 conference games potentially in the Big 12 conference, BYU has to drop a lot of inventory on their future schedules. And the 2024 schedule actually added a game. Reportedly, BYU will be facing Nevada to open up that season. Your thoughts on BYU and the Wolfpack in a one-off money game?
My thoughts are there are 10 other teams in the Mountain West I'd rather play than Nevada. That makes no sense to me. I'd rather host Dixie State than Nevada. There's a point that you make frequently, and I totally agree with it, which is you got to play some regional games. Like, you can't just never be on the West. Mm-hmm. Reno is not a place I care to tap into. So I know that's going to be a home game, right?
Yeah, it'll be a home game.
So, but still, it's just like, eh, I'd rather play Dixie State or Utah State or Boise State or Wyoming, or we could go down the list with the whole. I might prefer New Mexico.
It's kind of shocking though that they're playing Nevada. And it's only costing them $100,000. Now, this is like the first of its kind. We're seeing the ripple effect of Power 5 inclusion because not very often has BYU had one-off games against FBS teams just in Provo. For it to only cost $100,000 is kind of crazy. I did look something up back in 2008. Nevada canceled a game, if you remember, in 2008. They were supposed to open the season in 2008 against BYU in Provo. And that was the reason why BYU ended up playing Northern Iowa instead, because Nevada canceled a game on such short notice. I don't know if it was that long ago that some ripple effect that was still waiting in the wings to get added. But, hey, I mean, BYU and Nevada 2024, it is what it is. You got 9 conference games potentially in the Big 12. I just wonder, I think you still want to have also one marquee Power 5 game in the non-conference. You want that novelty of a Tennessee, a Miami, an NC State, maybe a Utah even.
No. I'd rather, if we're talking West Coast, USC, Oregon.
Let me say this, though. How about this? 9 conference games, is the Utah series in jeopardy, you think?
Absolutely.
I think it might be.
Absolutely. It just wouldn't make sense, you know, to... Maybe we're starting to get a feel for how Utah fans have felt for the past 10 years, but Independence has opened up my eyes to national perspective in college football. And I just like the experiences of going to Tennessee and Texas. And it's not an experience going to Salt Lake. So if you're restricted on who you can play, that's got to go. So I don't want it to go. Yeah. I like playing that game. I prefer having the rivalry game. But if it comes at the expense of going down to the L.A. Coliseum or right up the street, I'd rather go to the Coliseum.
What makes it difficult is that everyone in college football always plays an FCS game. And BYU probably will be no different. And they're going to realize, hey, if we're going to play nine guaranteed P5s, we're going to play an FCS, we're going to play a Nevada-type team, we're kind of getting an insight into what the non-conference slate will look like. It'll probably be maybe a P5, a mid-tier, low-tier G5, and then an FCS game.
Which I hate. I wish college football would incentivize non-conference scheduling to where you feel comfortable playing that game. Like, I'd love it if Utah could feel like we could play Florida and we could play BYU, yep, and we could still get into the playoff if it's expanded. That's what's best for college football, but that's not the recipe right
maybe
now.
Maybe what's gonna have to happen is a breakoff of the Power Five. I don't know. Yeah. I hope not, because I love seeing the small guy have a chance, the underdog fight and compete, but because BYU's been that. Like, BYU's always been that underdog that's been overlooked, and I don't want to see that those type of programs be thrown to the side. But it's just frustrating when, as a fan, do you really want to watch BYU-Nevada, or do you want to watch BYU-Tennessee, BYU-Miami? Like, I want to watch BYU-Miami. Yeah. I want to cover BYU-Miami.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, hey, why is Alabama still playing Mercer? Why is Alabama playing the Citadel? Like, they're going to do that?
The system is incentivizing. That's the problem. All right, should we touch on a few other notes?
Let's get to the rip.
that was a delay of game on first down there.
Sorry.
On the hurry up. Number 17, BYU Women's Hoops, having a great season playing San Diego right now. They've had a few postponements due to the pandemic, but this team, come March, I mean, I think they should win the WCC tournament.
Yeah.
And then what are we talking about as a seed here? A three or four?
Yeah, we're talking three. I think you're going to see a situation if they continue to win and they don't have a disastrous loss, they might be hosting NCAA tournament games in the Marriott Center.
I would like to see that.
If they're a top four seed,
there's got to be a turnout for that.
They're going to be hosting.
That would be fun.
And that would be awesome to see. This team deserves it. And you know what's interesting, too? The WCC, you know, Jeff Judkins was candid. He flat out said, called out some of these teams earlier in the week, was like, hey, they're using COVID as an excuse. They don't want to play. And he's like, you know what? We are talking with teams and keeping an open line of communication that if we need another game, because we want to keep playing. And what other game, if WCC teams want to bow out due to COVID, we'll play another game. Jeff Judkins said that they had a game with Texas lined up, but Texas couldn't agree on a date, and they were trying to force a Sunday game, and obviously BYU's like, we can't do that. But, you know, Jeff Judkins, he believes that this team can contend with pretty much anyone. And you know what? I believe it, too. You know,
because they're one of the best three-point shooting teams. If they shoot the rock from deep, they can beat anybody.
And they've got so much star power with Shaylee Gonzalez, Paisley Harding, Lauren Gustin, Tegan Graham. This team is good, and they got a 6'7" big in Sarah Hampson. Like, you don't see that in women's college basketball. So they got a shot to maybe go the distance, man. They're that good.
Harvey Longy re-signed with the Patriots. Congrats to him. I didn't see any details on that, but he's going to run it back with the Patriots. More football news for BYU. Campbell Barrington recognized as a freshman All-American, so that offensive line looking stout, looking good for next year.
Here's your tackles. You got Blake Freeland, Campbell Barrington, Harris LeChance, Kingsley Suamataia, Braden Keim. Wow. And if you get Keanu Saliapaga back, wow.
And they got Joe Tukuwafu back. So the interior is looking good. Connor Pay showed nicely, so looking good.
And Clark Barrington, too. Maybe the best NFL prospect on the bunch.
Jeez. All right. Well, he's Mitch Harper. I'm Matt Biamonte for our producer, Dallin Graff, our board op, Dave Meekum. Thanks for listening to another edition of Cougar Sports Saturday. Back next week, and you can follow us everywhere, socials, and we'll keep you up to date on BYU stuff. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.